always a pleasure on Monday mornings to get the update from Crane's Detroit Business. And, in fact, we have with us Ron Fournier. And brought to you by Varnum Law, business law experts that are in your corner. Visit varnumlaw.com. And Ron is a Crane Detroit business publisher and always brings us new news and information about the issue hot off the presses and available to you right now. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. And you are doing well as well with everything that's going on at Crane and everything going on personally, too. Doing a nice job with your book, Love That Boy, regarding your son and autism. Well done.
Well, thank you. It's a labor of love. We had a wonderful experience Saturday at the Autism Alliance of Michigan fundraising gala. I'm a member of that board, probably. It's a great organization. And your colleague, Frank Beckman, interviewed myself and my son in front of 300 or 400 very important people, and it was a true personal highlight. My mother was in the audience along with my one of my daughters and my sister and my wife, and we all watched Tyler just light the place up. It was really cool.
Isn't that great? Isn't that a wonderful thing? And what an accomplishment too for Tyler to be able to do that. And I understand he's doing very well.
He is, thank you. Moving back to Michigan has been a great boon. Being near his family, my wife and I are both from here. And then he's landed a great job. He's working at the Edsel Ford Estate, doing maintenance there, and he loves the people he's working with. And it looks like it's going to be a nice transition to community college in the fall. So far, excellent. You know, knock on wood, everything's great.
Knock on wood, indeed. Speaking of young people, you've got 20 in their 20s on the front page of the May 1st through 7th Crane's Detroit Business. Tell us about it, Ron.
Yeah, I'd love everybody to go online and check it out or pick up their paper edition today, because it's a beautiful edition. The photography of these 20 young people is amazing. They're all taken, the pictures are taken in front of industrial color, so it really pops. And it's a great collection of young men and women who are making a big difference in Detroit already. And these are folks who are eventually, I'm sure, going to be 40s in their 40s. You know, we're going to wake up one day and you and I will be working for all of them, I suspect. It's an incredible group of people.
I hope we're still working. CranesDetroit.com. CranesDetroit.com. They're solving mobility challenges, doing development differently, and making philanthropy more accessible. You know, I'll tell you something that I mentioned on our I don't know if this one is aired yet or not, but our program we do on Fridays, Opportunity Detroit, Friday nights at 7. What I have noted, well, this actually we noted in the morning show when those guys from the Netherlands came in that have bought a house, is that young entrepreneurs, the old way it was done, and there's nothing wrong with this, the old way it was done is somebody would be entrepreneurial and they'd work really hard, they'd build a business, and after years they'd make a lot of money and then be very philanthropical and give that money away. Today's young entrepreneurs start out, seemingly, with a give-back philanthropical bent right from the beginning of their genesis. I mean, it's like it's a different way that they approach it, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, matter of fact, what you're feeling in your gut is backed up by all the data. This is what I call a purpose-driven generation. They want to have purpose in the products they buy, the places they work, the way they make their living. So they're coming into the workplace saying, how is this place going to make the world better? It's an incredible generation. I know they can drive us crazy as parents and employers, but I think they have the makings of being the next greatest generation.
It'd be wonderful if that would be the case. And we go to the other generation from the greatest generation, a nice piece with Roger Penske, Chairman and CEO of Penske Automotive Group, and the Q line queues up. That's a great story, too.
Yeah, we had exclusive access on the first ride last week. And so some of the photography, you should take a look online of the photo slide we have. All the folks who were involved in making that Woodward line come together took a ride together along with some political VIPs like the mayor and the county executive. It was a beautiful day and, you know, quite a celebration. Now we'll see if it works. It's going to be fascinating to watch people go up and down Woodward along, you know, the rebirth part of Detroit and see if it can eventually expand and into the rest of the city or something like it. We certainly need better transportation.
As your Dustin Walsh points out, after nearly 11 years of planning, countless setbacks, and finally solving a $187 million funding puzzle, Detroit's new Q Line streetcar system on Thursday of this past week ferried many of its biggest boosters down the Woodward Avenue for the first time. And that is a nice picture of Roger looking out the window, and we say Governor Rick Snyder chatting with Wayne County Executive Warren Evans, and it's all, I want it all to be good. I hope it is all good. And that'll be opening this month. We're looking forward to it and running. Hey, thanks very much, Ron. Always a pleasure, and congratulations on Tyler's great success. Congratulations to Tyler. Again, remember the book about Ron's son and his life and their lives together on autism. Love that boy. Ron Fournier, thank you, sir.
Thank you. You have a good morning, Paul.
All righty.